test and vase by the second Mishnah. Boar brushes rabim b'chayosu gavoya yutvachim. So you have a boar which has water in it. It has the chulya, which is the rim around the boar, is 10 tvachim high. So it's in the brushes rabim. It has this rim around it, the wall around it. And chaloyin shal gabov, and there's a house nearby and it has a window. And the person wants to throw the bucket out of the window across the gap between the house and the boar and draw water out of the boar. Mimalan mimetal b'haymenal b'shabbos. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to throw the container, the bucket over the gap, lower it into the boar, draw the water out and pull it back towards to you. Okay. The second case. Ashba Rishus Rabim. There's an Ashba. There's Rishus Rabim around it. It's in the middle of Rishus Rabim. There's this pile of where you're throwing out the garbage. And it's 10 tvachim high. Chaloyin shal gabov, shevchim l'soichim mayim b'shabbos. So they would throw out their water, which they would discard. They throw it out into the ashba, and they want to throw from their window into the ashba again, over a gap between the window and where the ashba is, which is situated in the Rishus Rabim. And the Mishnah says that's mutter. Okay, so the Gemara wants to send b'mayaskinen. What exactly is the case where this boar is, where the ashba is? If it's right next to the window, Rashi says it means within four tefachim. So lama li chulya yud. Why do we need that the chulya should be yud, even if the chulya is not yud? So it doesn't stand off as being distinct. That you're passing it in the airspace above 10, which is Machan Patur, even if you're going to pass it below 10, which is Chor the Rishus Rabim, since if the gap between the boar and the house is less than 4 Tvachim, that area comes insignificant, and it's not part of the Rishus Rabim anymore. So it's a Machan Patur. So you're passing from the house through Machan Patur into another Rishus HaYachid, the boar which is Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 Tvachim deep. So it's Rishus HaYachid. So Rishus Yachad through a Machan Patur is not a problem.
What's less than 4 Tvachim?
The gap.
Where?
Omer Avuna, Hachav Mayaskinon, B'muflegas min HaKosel Arboa. No, you're right, that the case was that the boar was more than 4 Tvachim away from the window. So it comes out the air in between, is considered part of the Rishus Rabim. So now you're passing from the house through Rishus Rabim into the boar. So if it's below 10, it's a problem, because then you're passing through Rishus Rabim. The time of Ika Chulya Asara. Holaka Chulya Asara, Komatalta Rishus Yachad, Rishus Yachad, Derech Rishus Rabim. And that's, so if the height of the rim of the boar is 10 tefachim above the ground. So by definition, you're passing from the house above 10 into the boar, which is, because the only way you can get it into the boar, you have to go above 10. So you're going through the airspace above 10, Rishus Rabim is considered a Machan Patur. Rishus Rabim only extends up to 10 Tvachim. The airspace above that is a Machan Patur. So you're going from Rishus Yachid, Machan Patur, to the Rishus Yachid. But if it's lower than 10, you pass it, instead of going like this, you might go like this, and then you're going through Rishus Rabim. Okay. That I can tell you that the case was that the boar was smucha. Now, if the boar was smucha, the question is, what's the chiddush? It's not considered Rishus Rabim between, because that area is so small, people can't walk there, it has no significance. So the boar is considered right next to the, it's a Machan Patur between. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then? Hakamashwan, the boar, b'chul yosu mitzar from lasora. If the boar is not 10 tefachim deep, then we consider the boar a carmelus. So you'd be taken from a carmelus to the Rishus HaYachid. But the answer to the boar is 10 tefachim deep. Well, the case, so the case over here was a case, so let's say that the boar was only 5 tefachim deep. And the chulya is 5 tefachim high. And we count the depth plus which you dug down plus the area which you built up around it. We add that up to make it a depth of 10. So Baruch Yosai, Mitzar from the start. So Baruch Yosai, Gavai Yud means that the Bor and the Chuya together added up to being Yud, and that's a Chiddush. So that's also a valid way to make it a Rosh Hashanah.
Do we measure from the top of the water?
Top of the embankment?
No, from the bottom.
Oh, from the bottom?
Bottom of the Bor.
So Rosh Hashanah can also hold this Chiddush too.
Correct. See, this is that was the it wasn't the Kiddush of the Mishnah, but that is true. Right? Okay. Rashi. There's no Rashi in the Mishnah. See, this has the word Gemara. It's about six lines down of the wide lines. So if the boar is within 4 tvachim away from the wall, so generally we assume the boar was 10 tvachim deep, so it's Rishus Yachid. So Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid, really it should be Mutter. Tell me what's the problem. There's Rishus Rabbim in between. All right, and Rishus Rabbim, Mavsak is Bentayim, in between is a Malkum Tur, it's less than 4. Some words says no, the gap is more than 4, and the reason why it's mutter is because it's 10 tefachim high. The bucket never goes to Rishus Sarabim. Hakamash, when Rabbi Akron says, my season love kiddikos chotaytuch, the Peshat Mishnah wasn't like you thought. It's a heavy chuya asura, levad me bor. The chuya is 10 tefachim high, besides the depth of the bor. The boar plus the chuya usach kol, and the combination of the two is gevay yud mikarkus a boar. From the bottom of the boar up to the top of the chuya is 10 total. Shusayachid, amalan hamimena lechalot. It's considered shusayachid, and you may draw water from there. Set the Gemara. Ash rishus rabban. So you're allowed to pour into it. So the more Balachashin and Shematinotal Ashba, we're not concerned that maybe they will decide to remove some of the Ashba, and it'll be less than 10 Tvachim high. And then it's also to pour into it on Shabbos. And this person will not realize, because he's so used to using it, that he'll come to use it, even under the circumstances. So we're not worried about that. And we say it's Mutter. I, Harabin Bar Ravada Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Maisa B'mavi Echad Shetzido Echad Kolal Yam, Shetzido Echad Kolal Ashb. You had a mavi, which on one end, the of the mavi, there was the Yam, which had a depth of going down of 10 tefachim, and thereby it's considered a wall. So it's considered there's a wall there. And we see it on the other end, we see the kolal ashba, it ends up in an ashba. So there's an ashba there blocking it, which is 10 tefachim high. So it's considered that mob is considered enclosed on all sides. But Rebbe did not say it's also to carry there. Rebbe did not say it's mutter to carry there. Why? Heter lo yomer by. He did not say it's mutter. The chashin and shem is not al ashba. Maybe the ashba will be cleared out partially and lose its height of 10 tefachim. Or that's on the ashba end. And on the yam end, the yala hayam sirtan, it's going to, you know, it piles up the silt and the sand, which piles up, eventually might make that wall, but it won't be 10 tefachim deep. So you can't say it's mutter because eventually it's not going to be mutter. It's not going to be deep enough. So say it's also Isulayomer by Hokhaim and Mechitzas. Right now, meanwhile, the world was walls there, so I can't tell you it's also. So Rebbe did not want to pass him one way or the other. So you see that we are concerned about this Tinot al Ashba. So why would our Mishnah say it's a mutter to pour into the Ashba? You should be concerned. Shema Tinot al Ashba. Some more answers. Lekasha had the rabbi, the yochid had the rabbi. Case where it's of a yochid, we are concerned about this possibility of being taken away. And the case of Asher the Rabbim, the chances of that happening are minimal. Alternatively, we could argue that since it's used by a Rabbim, they remind each other to be careful if there's an issue. So, Krashi.
I mean, it would come out better the mission now if we say that it's within four tefachim, because in the Seifa. Would make more sense, right?
Correct. Reuven has to agree to Yehuna in regard to the Seifa. Shevchil Nesecha, Zakrashi, the Ashra Shesayachid, the Ashra Shesayachid, it's important going from Shesayachid to Shesayachid, over through the airspace of above 10th Vachem, which is the Mokum Tour. Maybe the Ashba will be less than 10 high. Whilst the Mishri Bay Namikim Mekor, the people continue to use it like they used to. But Mavi Rosh Echad Pesua Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Echad Sos. One end it goes to Shazarabim. One end had a wall. Shnei tzadim on the two sides, echad yam. One side was had an ocean there, had a gedud of gevoyin yud, and the banks were 10 tefachim high. I mean, you know, 10 tefachim deep. The other side was an ashba. So now, where were the bottom and chetzeris? If one end was a yam, one end was an ashba, one end was closed, one end was open to shesurabim. So where's the houses? So it says, "Botim chazeres psuchuloi b'defenem soy." In the back wall, there was an openings to go into botim chazeres. Sirtan is limun belaz shemala tit the swasa, it brings up silt. Misyabish it dries there. Manasseh karka elam becomes part of the ground. And that is going to either affect the height, the depth, it won't be 10 tefachim deep. It also can affect the slope. So you won't be considered a wall, it won't be vertical enough. So you have to rabbi masisin be'ashba the rabbi. Okay. Bada Mishnah. Ilan Shoyamesa Chaloritz. There was a tree which its branches were bending down. Picture a weeping willow, right? So it was bending down and it was enclosing the area around the tree. There was enough leaves there and enough branches there with the thick that basically enclosed the area underneath it. So the branches are bending down. If the branches reach within 3 tefachim of the ground, they're considered lavud. So that's considered like there's a wall there. So you're allowed to carry inside that area. Okay, nudin. Shrosh of gevoyah min ha'aretz gimel tefachim. Lo yeshev aleihem. You can't be mishtamish be'ilon. You can't use a tree on Shabbos. That includes that you couldn't sit. You can't sit in a tree. So what about if I have, let's say, either a branch which comes out very low? It's right above the ground, or you have a roots which come up above the ground, and they're few tefachim off the ground. So I want to sit down and use it like a stool, the nice and thick and wide. I want to sit in it. So if it's within three tefachim of the ground, it's considered part of the ground. There's no way to sit on it. Once it's three tefachim high, it's not part of the ground anymore, so it's considered part of the tree, and you can't sit on a tree on Shabbos. So Rashi, HaMesach, Shenever Noto L'mata, the branches are bending down, we call it Stodov, so we have it all sides around. So it basically encloses the area underneath. See if it reaches the three tefachim to the ground, Metaltim Tata, Bemirin Lobud, you say Lobud on the three tefachim to the ground. Now the height has to be, that has to be at least 10 tefachim inside, so here's this is 10 tefachim high, and then it curves that back down, so within 3 tefachim to the ground. So you have a machitza there. Shoshu gavoyim shenanofim in the muchim elaboration v'holchil u'magbin l'tzad kiburim. They're low, but as you get closer to the tree, they get a little bit higher. So branches, like branching downwards, where Rashi pictures it. So close to the tree, it might be more than three tefachim high. Well, Yeshua v'alei and the kibun the gavoyin shloisha ki ilon chashivi ve'mish tamshim be'ilon. Since it's three tefachim high, it's part of the tree. You can't use the tree in Shabbos. So in the first case of the Mishnah, we said when the tree is enclosing this area, the branches of the tree are enclosing the area, you may not carry more than the base of Sime. If the area is more than the base of Sime, you may not carry in there more than Dalai Lama's. Okay. My time, so why is that? Shum Dabi Dira Shetishmisha La'aver. So we had this idea before, that you could have an area which is enclosed, but if the purpose of an enclosure, or the function of an enclosure, was to allow you to be there, to be available, to help outside, so its main function is not for itself, but rather for the outside area, that's called a tashmish, that's not called a mukam mukaf ladira. It says not mukaf ladira, you can't, if it's large to base of time, you can't carry more than dalad amas. Let's see Rashi. Elevase asayim, imhoyu hekefa yerser abes asayim. If the area enclosed around the tree was more than an area of base of asayim, ematatan bayel ba'arba, you can only allow them carry up to four amas at any given time. Even if you planted it for this purpose. So you planted it for the purpose of being an enclosure to use. That's mamash mukav ladira. Still awesome. My time. Why is it awesome? If you enclose it for dira purposes, even if it can enclose an area of 10 kurs worth, a kur being 30 saw. Right, this is 300 a base three of the Nanos Asayim, a base of 300 saw. It's also mutter. The answer is Meshum Nabi Dira Tishmishal Aver. Ain't a lot of Tommy. The person doesn't want to live there normally. Ali Seva Ba Sharmei Asada. If you planted for this purpose, what you really planted was, we assume that the people who have to go up either in the fields and watch the fields, etc., need a place to come in to relax in the shade. So once in a while, so they put this there for that purpose. So its main function is to facilitate the person being out in the field. It's not called a mukav ladira. Okay, shrosh of gavoyim min ha'aretz. So it's more than three tefachim high. So you can't sit on it. Okay, itmar shrosh ilan. So I think you picture the scenario where that at one point in time it went up higher than 312, and then it comes back down lower below 312. So, but they went up and they came back down again. So the area, we said within 312 to the ground, normally we said that's considered lower to the ground, and it's mutter. But this branch or roots at one point in time was higher than 3 tefachim. So you're allowed to sit in the part which is lower than 3 tefachim. So Rabba Omer Mutal Ishtamish Behen, Rav Sheshes Omer Osal Ishtamish Behen. Rabba says it's mutter, it's below 3 tefachim, it's lower to the ground, and Rav Sheshes says it's us. So Rabba says it's mutal ishtam. Rabba Omer mutal ishtamish behen. The chopach zemikim mutal arahi. Within 3 tefachim of the ground is a center part of the ground. So it's you're sitting on ground. You're allowed to sit on ground. So he's not the chiddush. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is of sheishes. Sheishes Omer also ishtamish behen. Why is that? The kibun the mikrach iser kaasi asurin. So since it's an extension of something which was usher, because at one point in time already it was above 3 tefachim, and that part was usher to use. This is considered just, it's not part of the ground, it's part of this tree, part of this item which was usher, so it's like an extension of the usher.
Which part? Let's say you have the it's. You got a section that's less than 3 tefachim from the ground, and then it rises above, and then it comes down again. Is it
so that,
us,
that,
or even the part that is sort of closest to the tree that is before
lower
the
than
rise? The
tree. I don't think so.
Yeah. You say it all comes from the tree; it emanates from the tree itself, instead of emanating from the part that's above the ground. The tree is definitely above, way up.
Okay. See, well, I think what we're looking at, in other words, we recognize.
What?
That's clearly from the mission that we're looking at the branch as being distinct from the tree, because it's going in a different direction than the tree. It has a different function than the rest of the tree in a certain sense. So we understand that you know the branch or the roots. Because Rashi learns it sounds like it was a branch. The mission was also a shrush, but it was a very very low branch, which you know, in some ways you know, it looked like a root in the sense that it's so close to the ground. The Ben Yonason actually learns to talk about a root, but it's distinct from the rest of the tree than the fact that it's so low, etc. But the branch itself, Rav Sheshes says, you look at the branch as one entity. So where do you find an example of this or a marshal to this? The domu ki mishunisa. It's like a case of mishunisa, which Rashi says it was like a hill or a mountain. The sakalela. Which goes up? Oh, okay, really to invite them. Okay, so that's Rav Sheshes. Now the other more like this: the sakon le'elo asurin, the part which goes above 3 tefachim. Everybody agrees is us. That's not a question. The nachsin le'satzoy. So I don't have a picture of it here. There's no picture there, right?
I have
that. Page is that?
118.
We're getting there.
Roots coming off of roots.
Right. So the one which never goes up above 3, that's not their argument. So even though I have it comes out of the tree as one unit, and part of it goes up above the part which never went up above, so evil comes off of being distinct, which is part of this branch, root, tree, which part of it comes up and goes up above 3, but this part never, one part branches off and doesn't do that, so that's not that's mutter. So it itself never reached above three. Okay. Let's start in. Let's put to the Rabbi of Rav Sheshes. The case where Rabbi Rav Sheshes argue is a case of Litzdodin, which means let me just pass the picture back. Is the best. Right, the best way to describe it is to look at the picture.
Need to get more of these books.
Yeshiva has another one. It's sitting around here.
I have one at home. I just don't forget to bring it.
Saravan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They have sukkah also. Okay. Okay. Then the Morris says, "V'chein on nigro, v'chein mekaren zavus." Let's see Rashi. Rashi will catch us up over here. The second line of Rashi. Mimala meyud, mimala the gimel v'sof gimel. The lachar shekbiu shloisha chazu v'kafafoy. After it went above three, it went down again. So Rav Sheshes says it's also the domakim mishunisa kashen sela, like the teeth, like the edges of the rocks. It has a certain height, but then it curves down as it goes down. The same way that's true. Kach yotzin shroshav ketanim mitecha gdolim. Litzdodim, you have side branches or side roots which go off from the larger one. V'kluvim l'oritz mikan umikan, and they bend down to the ground. While Hagdolim Holchin Umegbian Balachsan Yosemigimel Kazep. So while the larger one keeps going up, and that's the picture you have inside of your Raj, the Gemara, where the large one is still going up, and like there's side teeth coming off to the sides. So the Sakaleila Hagdolim Mishigbil Lamalamigimel. That's certainly the recall. The one which go above three, so they're also. They're not the toy. In other words, so the ones which branch off after this root has reached above three, so this root is above three, and then something branches off of it. So that's part of the above three. The nuts of the Torah which came off, Agdelem Berosha Shal Tzad Ilan, they grow where it's more adjacent to the tree. Koshal Agabay Gimel didn't reach a height of three, so even though it's an extension of this larger one, no, it came off of it before it reached three. And the ones which branch off of those, so all those sure, they're branching off of something which never was also yet. Let's start. So you have a larger one which goes up above three. And they come off of it after reached a height of three. So Rav Sheshes Asiri Demikayachi Sura also. So they're extending off of something which already has reached the height of three, which is Aser. So even though they bend down to within three, so they're asur. The rabbi sure, the rabbi says the case is mutter. V'chein anigro, let's hold v'chein anigro for tomorrow.